local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A chilly start in the 40s this morning, 47 now at our studios. More from Dr. Bill on the way, and also overnight, a deadly wreck on the Bayway. More details coming up right after traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue. So far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers have cleared a few minor fender benders they've had from overnight, but nothing out of the ordinary now. The Bayway, the Causeway is clear. From the Eastern Shore, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, it's a good ride in. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect clearing skies. Today will be cooler with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Wind Creek Atmore is turning 10 this month, and we're celebrating by giving away $50,000 cash in our big 1-0 birthday party.
Happy birthday!
Play now through January 12th, and you'll earn one entry for every 250 base points. And from Monday, January 7th through Friday, January the 11th, you'll earn five times the entries. Then come in on Saturday, January 12th for the grand prize drawing, when one lucky player will walk away with $25,000 cash. Don't miss the big 1-0 at Wind Creek Atmore.
FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad to have you along. Sean Kelly Dalton, Dr. Bill, and Kane with traffic. And wow, according to MPD, two dead now in a wreck on the Bayway with a person driving the wrong way, leading to a fiery crash and the death of two. According to MPD, it was this morning at 1:35. Police responding to I-10 eastbound in reference to a traffic crash. Upon arrival, officers discovered that one vehicle was traveling westbound in the eastbound lanes of I-10. Two vehicles traveling in different directions collided, causing both vehicles to catch on fire. There are two confirmed fatalities now. I-10 eastbound near the battleship was shut down, open now. Traffic eastbound on I-10 was rerouted onto the causeway, but hearing some eyewitness accounts saying this vehicle was just going the wrong way. Once again, there was one vehicle doing what they were supposed to do, going eastbound with eastbound traffic. Here comes somebody going the wrong way, going westbound in the eastbound lanes. Head-on collision here. You have the fire breakout, and now two dead, according to Mobile Police Department. We're getting more on this throughout the morning. We'll pass along. The Bayway is open. Traffic is moving this morning. Once again, this happened at 1:30 this morning, but a deadly crash out there. And we hear these stories, and it leads us to scratching our heads. How does this happen? People get on going the wrong way. You hear it on I-65. You've heard it on I-10 here, and specifically I-10 on the Bayway.
Mm-hmm. And especially if a person's not familiar with the area, one. Two, it was very foggy this morning, and you wonder if this person had their lights on.
There's so many questions here, but I mean, think about just going down the Bayway, right? And you're moving along there, and all of a sudden there's somebody coming at you.
Because you have no wiggle room. There's nowhere for you to go.
Zero.
Oh, zero. Goodness.
Two dead now. We'll give you more details as they become available. 6:08, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Happening right now, there are two children missing, and authorities need your help. The Colbert County Sheriff's Office needs help finding 10-year-old Ashlyn Preston and her big sister, 14-year-old Lila Suit. Preston is described as a Caucasian female with brown eyes and blonde hair. She was last seen wearing blue-gray leggings with a gray-white fleece with snowflakes on top. Suit is described also as a Caucasian female with brown eyes and brown hair. She was last seen wearing blue jeans and a black zip fleece top. The two were last seen at 1155 6th Street in Muscle Shoals at 5 p.m. on Saturday. Authorities say that the big sister has an altered mental status and has been communicating with a man from Florida. Anyone with any information, please call 911 or the Colbert County Sheriff's Office at 256-386-8550. To our nation's capital we go this morning as Senator Richard Shelby speaking out about the government shutdown. On Sunday, Senator Shelby said Republicans and Democrats are, quote, at loggerheads, but believes a settlement will be possible once both sides begin negotiating. Shelby, appearing on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures, said that this disagreement, quote, could be settled in 24 hours if we could get together. This has become a political circus. We need to get together. We need to secure our border. We've got to quit the political posturing and get down to rational thinking, rational discussions. Shelby said he and the Republican leadership are just not exactly clear as to what the congressional Democratic leadership even wants, even though they won't budge past that $1.3 billion for border security, while the Trump administration wants $5.6 billion to build the wall. On Sunday, you'll recall President Trump told reporters just before heading to Camp David that he, quote, may declare a national emergency dependent on what's going to happen over the next few days. So how do we get results? Senator Shelby says, do it through Congress. Do it through the appropriation process. Do it the right way. Most of the Democrats have voted to secure the border. And it wasn't all border talk, Sean. Senator Shelby also says he expects U.S. Attorney General nominee William Barr to be confirmed. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. Coming up, we'll get those clips from the president as he was heading to Camp David, and this idea that the shutdown could last for weeks, for months, years maybe, says the president. More details coming up.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Former felons in Florida will be able to vote again. The Escambia County Supervisor of Elections offices and other counties are getting ready for one of the largest influx of voters in American history. Among the former felons registering to vote will be Trenasa White, a Northwest Florida native who was released from prison in 2011.
We have amended all things that went wrong in our past.
She's been fighting for the right to vote since her release. A suspect in Mobile's first homicide of 2019 is in jail this morning. 31-year-old Geronte Williams was booked into Metro Jail just before 7 o'clock last night. He's charged with murder. Police say Williams shot and killed 29-year-old Jermaine Lee. The crime happened Sunday around noon in a home on Athey Road. Police say Williams and Lee were arguing when Williams pulled out a gun and shot Lee. Sunday was the last day for the Mobile Duck Boats. The company announced their closure shortly after a deadly accident in Missouri this summer. 17 people died when their duck boats started taking on water. The owner of the Mobile Duck Boats says he hopes to bring them back in the future, but insurance costs are just too high. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
Good morning, quarter after 6 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, and it's finally here.
The college football playoff championship between number one Alabama and number two Clemson set to begin tonight at 7 o'clock at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. Now, these teams are very, very close. How close are they? Well, Well, you already know this will be the fourth year in a row that they've met in the postseason. The two teams split their meetings in the finals, and then last year, Bama beat Clemson in the semifinal. In the last four seasons, Alabama is 55-3 overall. Clemson, 54-4. Both teams are 34-2 in conference play and 27-1 at home. And with both teams going into tonight's game an undefeated 14-0, the winner will be the first college football team to ever finish 15-0 with a national championship trophy in hand. Now, both teams and coaches met with the media over the weekend, and lots of talk about whether the playoff, the 14 playoff, should expand to 8 teams.
Yeah.
Well, head coach Nick Saban had answers on that, and so did Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney. Here's Nick Saban's take.
You know, it's my job and my responsibility to do the best job that we can for, you know, our team, our players, our program, in terms of what it takes for us to be successful. And I guess that's what we'll, you know, continue to focus on.
Didn't expect anything else from Nick Saban on that take. And then here's Dabo Swinney with the same kind of question.
I think the two best teams, I think it works. You know, we went to a playoff and the two best teams are here. And the two best teams have been here every year. Last year, the two best teams were there. And so I think that's what college football wanted.
Airtime set for 7 p.m. tonight on ESPN. Alabama currently favored by 4.5 points. In the NFL wildcard round of the playoffs over the weekend, the sixth-seeded Indianapolis Colts beat the Houston Texans 21-7. Andrew Luck, who's the front-runner to win Comeback Player of the Year, threw for 222 yards and 2 touchdowns in the win. On Saturday night, the fourth-seed Dallas Cowboys beat the fifth-seeded Seattle Seahawks 24-22. Seahawks kicker Sebastian Janikowski pulled a hamstring on a field goal attempt at the end of the first half and was unable to complete the game, causing the Seahawks to avoid any field goal attempts and go for 2 after each touchdown. They were successful in both 2-point try attempts, but it wasn't enough to pull out the win. Dallas was led by Ezekiel Elliott with 137 yards rushing and a touchdown, and former Bama wide receiver Amari Cooper had 7 catches for 106 yards. On Sunday, the 5th-seed Los Angeles Chargers held off a late rally from Lamar Jackson and the 4th-seeded Baltimore Ravens to win 23-17 in Baltimore. Chargers kicker Mike Badgley kicked 5 field goals in the win. And to wrap up the wildcard weekend, the number 6-seed Philadelphia Eagles upset the number 3-seed Chicago Bears 16-15. Chicago had a chance to win at the end of the game, but former Auburn and current Bears kicker Cody Parkey's kick hit the left goalpost, then hit the bottom post before bouncing out and giving Philadelphia the win. Here's the call from 94WIP out of Philadelphia.
Ball is snapped, placed, kicked, and it is no good! No good! It is no good, and the Eagles win!
He missed it!
Now only 8 teams remain in the hunt for the Lombardi Trophy. Next week in the AFC, the Kansas City Chiefs will host Indianapolis at 3:35 on Saturday, and the New England Patriots host the Chargers at noon on Sunday. In the NFC, the LA Rams host the Dallas Cowboys on Saturday night at 7:15, and the top-seeded New Orleans Saints get their postseason started in the Superdome against the defending champion Eagles at 3:40 Sunday afternoon. In college basketball over the weekend, the South Alabama men's basketball team beat Coastal Carolina in double overtime at the Mitchell Center, 84-77. Trey Mitchell had 22 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists, and a career-high 5 blocks in the win. The South Alabama women's team also beat Coastal Carolina. The Jags won 88-78 behind a career day from Savannah Jones. Jones scored a career-high 30 points with 7 three-pointers made. In the SEC, the Alabama Crimson Tide beat the 13th-ranked Kentucky Wildcats for the first time in 6 years. The Tide won 77-75 in Coleman Coliseum on Saturday, and it was a true team effort as all 5 starters scored double-digit points. Elsewhere around the SEC, number 3 Tennessee nearly doubled up the Georgia Bulldogs in a 96-50 win. Arkansas snuck past Texas A&M 73-71. South Carolina beat Florida 71-69, and Ole Miss beat Vanderbilt 81-71. 620 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect clearing skies. Today will be cooler with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher. Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form, present a valid social security number, and will be issued an IRS form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, for now, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear for the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Range Line, Theodore Dawes Road, Schillinger Road. You've had light traffic so far this morning and no accidents to report. Are you starting a new year on a wellness plan? How about eliminating some post-holiday stress by visiting the newly renovated spa at the Grand Hotel in Point Clear? Enjoy the 20,000-square-foot European spa, fitness center, and ladies and men's quiet rooms with jacuzzi, steam room, and dry sauna. See them at Grand 18. 47.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 623 FM Talk 106.5 in the 40s as you get started today. Heading for a high right around 70. Details from Dr. Bill coming up in about 10 minutes. Also, on the way this morning, we'll be turning up your voice about a couple things. If you checked out over the weekend, I don't know, maybe you didn't. The two big stories, right? The government shutdown, now we're in day, 15, 16, something like that. Could go on a lot longer. And if we're to believe what Hollywood tells us, is it the Golden Globes? Golden Globes.
Yes.
Are supposed to be a big deal. Did you watch Golden Globes?
No.
Okay, Dalton,
Even know they were on.
Yeah, and I didn't either. Okay, just want to say, because I mean, see, the Hollywood machine this morning is talking about all the all the hype over the Golden Globes. I have a feeling, now this is completely anecdotal between us on this show, but I think we're representative of a lot out there, that people don't stop what they're doing to watch the film and music and all that, give themselves awards.
At least, you know, east of the Mississippi, they don't.
Right. I mean, you know, now I'm not saying people don't see it from time to time, but the appointment viewing, it's right. Sunday night, we're going to stop everything we're doing and we're going to watch people pat themselves on the back.
I do have friends, you know, Facebook friends who are doing play-by-play and posting all the pictures of the dresses and what the people are wearing and the awards, but I have no interest. I never have. I'm not very typical in that.
Nor have I.
A lot of times women get into who wore what, and and that's my favorite. I don't, because they don't do that for us, do they? Do they tune in and see what we're wearing?
Not at all.
Or what we did this weekend? So no, I mean, good for them. They're very talented people. But I did see on Twitter that the Fiji water woman is trending. Have you seen this? The woman who has, she's got a tray, like a silver tray, and she has Fiji water on it, and she's delivering it to the stars because they may be thirsty on the red carpet. Well, she has photobombed nearly everyone that she was serving.
Well, it's pretty good.
Yeah, in every picture. That's
yes,
awesome.
Yes, yes. So she's the Fiji water woman. If you put that in, you'll understand.
The only two shows I used to maybe watch would be some of the Oscars and some of the, the Grammys.
Yeah.
And now I don't even check into those. And I think maybe the Oscars stole the Golden Globes thunder this year with all the controversy.
Well, I think what happens here is a lot of other things to watch, and when you have other things to watch, then you know the choices, when there's lots of choices out there, there's the Fiji water woman. Yes. As there's other things to watch, you don't choose to watch these award shows. I don't know. Just a side note. All right, 625 FM Talk 106.5. Get your new year started on the right foot. You made resolutions the other night to get organized, to get rid of the clutter in 2019. Have you done something about it yet? If you haven't, the best way to get this thing started, even if you're already in the process, keep it moving along, and that's with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey and his crew doing work in Mobile and Baldwin County, residential, commercial properties, storage units, your house, your attic, wherever you got junk, you need it gone. And before you can even get organized, you need to get rid of the junk. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. 626, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much. And if you want to follow me, at Kelly K2K Finley, if you want to get, you know, have a nice little chuckle if you didn't watch the Golden Globes.
Yes.
But you're all about the Fiji water. All right, let's get you to your headlines. Good morning, everyone. A fatal car crash has claimed the life of a passenger involved in a two-vehicle crash. This happened on Dawes Road on Saturday. According to Alabama State Troopers, a 2006 Volkswagen Rabbit was heading north on Dawes Road when the driver tried to turn left on Johnson Road. That's when that Volkswagen was hit by a pickup heading south on Dawes Road. The victim has been identified as 23-year-old Larry Gilmore III. He was killed in the crash. He was not wearing his seatbelt. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The drivers of both vehicles, though, they were not injured. Foley police sharing even more information about the recent burglary at the Gulf Gun and Pawn, as another suspect has been identified. Police say three thieves got away with seven long rifles, including one AR-15, which was recovered by police from a young man under the age of 18. So a warrant for the arrest has been issued for 18-year-old Moses Isaiah Horace. So he is wanted for his connection with this crime. A third suspect is wanted as well, but police have not yet released their identity. So Foley police believe that the suspects, they say, stole the weapons all for money. Pawn shop owner says that six guns that have not been recovered are a .22 long rifle, a couple of those that the thieves were probably thinking were AR-15. See, they didn't know their weapons. Gun shop owner says that they could be worth roughly $2,500. So again, police want you to be on the lookout. If you have information, to please give them a call. This is in Foley, but these weapons could be used anywhere. Of course, you can always call 911 or 251-943-4431. That is the police department in Foley. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. On the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams lays out the forecast for our work week. A reminder, a podcast of this show, a midday show, all the great shows we do over the weekends, the 40 hours a week of live local programming. Those podcasts available online. You can go check them out, fmtalk1065.com, right under the link that's entitled, well, podcast. It's a good place for him, isn't it? Yeah, that's where we hide him. He'll check it out. Coming right back, Dr. Bill joins us right after we check in with News 5.
Oh.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A fatal fiery crash stopped traffic on eastbound lanes of I-10 near the George Wallace Tunnel early this morning. It happened about 1:30 this morning. Mobile police say one driver was traveling westbound in the eastbound lane on the Bayway and collided with another vehicle. Both vehicles caught fire. At least one person has died. Traffic was rerouted to the causeway while the accident was being investigated. Pritchard police are looking for the person who shot and killed a man Saturday afternoon on Elm Street. They've identified a person of interest, but they're not releasing the name. The victim in the case, 20-year-old Antrell Nichols, was shot several times. As officers collected evidence, they were also breaking up fights that broke out near the crime scene. Two people were placed in patrol cars. The wait is over. It's Alabama versus Clemson in the college football playoff national championship game. The teams have met the last 4 years in the playoff, three of those meetings for the title. Dabo Swinney and Nick Saban met the media for the final time on Sunday.
You know, it's my job and my responsibility to do the best job that we can.
I think the objective is to get the two best teams.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good, like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
Welcome to Professional Collision.
Hi, I need help. I was driving my dad's car, and then this other car came out of nowhere, and...
That's a pretty big dent there.
Can you fix it before he gets back in town?
Sure, but how are you going to pay for it?
My dad's credit card?
Okay, young lady, we got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
President Trump spent part of the weekend at Camp David as Vice President Mike Pence held meetings back at the White House with congressional leaders. But as day 17 of the partial government shutdown dawns, Lauren Fox reports the sides seem far apart on any deal.
The House and Senate are both out of session today, and there's no word on when congressional leaders will meet again at the White House with President Trump. Remember, after that Friday meeting, the president telling Chuck Schumer that this shutdown could last months or years.
That doesn't make Charmaine Blakely, ordered to work as an essential federal employee, very happy.
It's ironic that the people who are making the decisions are still getting paid, but we have to not get paid and still do our job.
White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says U.S. troops won't leave northeastern Syria until Islamic State militants are defeated and U.S. allied Kurdish fighters are protected from Turkey. Wall Street stock futures are generally flat ahead of the opening bell this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. CBS News veteran Susan Zirinsky has been named president of the division, replacing David Rhodes. Zirinsky joined CBS News in 1972 and has held numerous positions through her decades-long tenure, most recently as senior executive producer of 48 Hours. She is the first woman chief of the news division, which has been plagued by ratings woes after anchor changes. Activist investor Starboard Value LP has taken a stake in Dollar Tree and is pushing the retailer to sell its Family Dollar business and tweak its pricing model. The Wall Street Journal says the New York hedge fund has a 1.7% stake in Dollar Tree worth $370 million and is also seeking majority control of the company's 12-person board. Several shareholders and analysts have grown frustrated with the $22 billion dollar store chain, whose shares have dropped about 15% over the past year and lag behind those of peers such as Dollar General. On Wall Street, futures are slightly lower. And that's Your Money Now.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Never saw it as a problem when I was younger. 2 cigarettes, 3 cigarettes. It wasn't a habit. My mom, she was always like, you need to get rid of them. Gave the Juul a real chance and found out I liked it. Found out it really works. The switch was easy. It was a no-brainer, really. This came from her, really.
Patrick made the switch December 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers do have a couple minor fender benders. The last one clearing a government northbound 65 on the exit ramp, so be careful through there. So far, beyond that, a nice ride if you're traveling across to Bayway and the Causeway. A few other wrecks we've had now moved into parking lots. Host a Mardi Gras parade party from your own private balcony on Royal Street in downtown Mobile. Connected to the Battle House Hotel, these balconies offer great views of the parades and are ideal for catching plenty of throws. Private restrooms are just steps away. Call 338-5341. And I'm Kane with your EthiTalk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So down the 40s this morning and fog as we get started on a Monday.
Yeah, that's an indication that some moisture is coming back in the air. The wind is now around to the south. And although we're going to see nice mild temperatures today, like yesterday, it'll be more humid. But still a nice day. Sunny skies, about 72 for this afternoon. Got to 71 yesterday. In fact, we started out yesterday morning at 39 and then worked the way up to 71 in the afternoon. So beautiful weekend with low humidity. But again, a nice day today. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see some fog tonight, especially after midnight. And the low tonight will be in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, another mild day up to 72. There is a slight chance that we could see a shower because a cold front will be moving through. And it looks like, for the most part, it will be quiet. But just a slight chance of a shower. After that, we cool down and get back closer to normal for January. On Wednesday, sunny skies and a high of 58 degrees. And then it looks like we could see a light freeze Wednesday night, get down to around 32 degrees for Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Thursday, we continue with the cool temperatures, sunny and about 55. On Friday, mostly sunny again into the mid-50s. But then it looks like next weekend is not going to be a winter weather-wise because a low-pressure system will form off the Texas coast. And so late Friday into Friday night, showers will develop. And then Saturday, cloudy skies with showers, temperatures in the upper 50s. And then clouds will linger on Sunday with a chance for a shower and still in the 50s. So that rain that comes in for Friday night and Saturday, let's call it a cold rain because temperatures will be in the 50s during the day with the rainfall activity.
All right. So not only have you goofed up another weekend here for us in the forecast, Dr. Bill, with that rain in the mix, the rivers, the big rivers in our area have not, I mean, they're just at crest or holding. I'm looking like at the Mobile River at Berry Steam Plant at 14.1 feet, which is a significant flood along the Mobile River. And now you're bringing more rain to the mix.
Yeah, we're really not sure at this point how much rain we'll get over the weekend. But there's always that potential with those storms coming off the Texas coast that they can produce some heavy rainfall. Mm. But it looks like Saturday will be the day of that will be the rainy day across the Gulf Coast.
All right. Well, I appreciate the information and the accuracy. I just not real happy with the outcome of it, but we'll make it through, Dr. Bill.
Okay, Sean.
And remind folks, if they want to get information on rainy years, dry years, hot days, cold days, all that kind of information is in the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. Did we lose them? We lost them. Well, you can pick up the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac in a lot of places. And coming up next hour, Dr. Bill will tell us exactly where.
And they make for great gifts.
They do. Let's and the price is right. We won't tell anybody, but they're for free. You actually can get them right here at our studios, the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. Yeah, I mentioned the river stages, big floods going on, Alabama Tom, Big B, and the Mobile River. Other rivers as well, but here in our area, the big drainage is, of course, the Mobile River. And it is way, way high right now. And we're looking for some patches of dry. This week is a good thing, but it depends on how much rain comes in next weekend. There's properties up and down both sides, Baldwin County, Mobile County, and into Clark County, and points to the north. There's flooding going on the whole way up in North Alabama along the Tennessee River as well. And so we're hoping for some dry weather to keep those river stages where they are or dropping, and no more rain for a while is what we'd like. All right, 638 FM Talk 106.5. We'll get headlines with Kelly coming up next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile. Complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk.
106.5.
106.5.
It's 641 FM Talk 106.5, sitting at 40 now at our studios, but heading for a high around 70. Dr. Bill says the south winds are happening. That's why we're getting this fog this morning. We'll talk with him more coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. It is 6:41 on your Monday morning. A body has been recovered near a Pensacola pier, and it may be that of a man who jumped from a bridge near 17th Avenue, but authorities at this time have not yet confirmed the victim's identity. According to the Escambia Search and Rescue Team, volunteers located and retrieved the body. ESAR divers were working with the Pensacola Police Department Saturday afternoon. So that is when, while they were using side scan sonar, that's when they located the body on the bottom just after the noon hour. Authorities had been searching for the unidentified man since last Thursday night from that bridge, which is close to, as I said, 17th Avenue. A traffic alert in Baldwin County. This is for tomorrow, so plan accordingly, as portions of County Road 36 between County Road 71 and Adams Drive will be impassable to through traffic from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. This starts Tuesday, January 8th. It's supposed to go through Thursday, January 10th. This is all for drainage improvement work, but we know how things can go. They could get underground and realize there's more issues there, so this could last a little bit longer. Be mindful of that as you make your way to work, to home, and back. So, also, there's going to be an issue because if the weather plays out like we've just heard, that may tack on extra days to this project. So be mindful of the detours that will be posted and drive safely. Alabama Power. Well, you know, it's not your imagination. They have raised their rates this year. Why, you ask? Well, they say they have to pay for closing coal ash ponds around the state. Company has requested the increase so that they can comply with rules set by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency in 2015. They say they're having to change the way they operate because of more than $200 million in government-mandated costs, mostly for water quality and coal ash handling. So rates are going up about 3%. That's about $4.50 a month for a typical residential customer. Alabama Power has nearly 1.5 million customers, which includes, of course, residential businesses and industries. Companies' coal power plants have used ponds to dispose of the solid materials left over from burning coal. The ash then goes through lagoons and settles in the ponds. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, one of the places they're looking at right here just mentioned, because I was looking at the river stage reading from Barry Steam Plant, but there along Highway 43, just to the east of 43, one of those, that's one of the coal ash ponds, well, several of the coal ash ponds we're looking at statewide, but one right here in our area. All right, 6:45, FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News. This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Former felons in Florida will be able to vote again. The Escambia County Supervisor of Elections offices and other counties are getting ready for one of the largest influx of voters in American history. Among the former felons registering to vote will be Trenasa White, a Northwest Florida native who was released from prison in 2011.
We have amended all things that went wrong in our past.
She's been fighting for the right to vote since her release. A suspect in Mobile's first homicide of 2019 is in jail this morning. 31-year-old Geronte Williams was booked into Metro Jail just before 7 o'clock last night. He's charged with murder. Police say Williams shot and killed 29-year-old Jermaine Lee. The crime happened Sunday around noon in a home on Athey Road. Police say Williams and Lee were arguing when Williams pulled out a gun and shot Lee. Sunday was the last day for the Mobile Duck Boats. The company announced their closure shortly after a deadly accident in Missouri this summer. 17 people died when their duck boats started taking on water. The owner of the Mobile Duck Boats says he hopes to bring them back in the future, but insurance costs are just too high. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Feel like you can't afford to sell your home? Jason Wells' Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will, with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700 or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Hey, that'd be a great place to check out tonight's national championship game.
That's what
game.
I'm talking about.
You got number one ranked Alabama and number two ranked Clemson.
Are you watching the game, or is that what you're saying?
At our house, we were right now. If y'all would like to have our children stay with you tonight, we can arrange that because the missus has decided the danger of having kids like go dancing in front of the TV during click key plays.
Do not get in her way.
Uh-oh.
So
gotta watch out.
You already know.
Yeah,
it's a big one tonight. Number one Alabama, number two Clemson. They're going to begin at 7 o'clock from Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. It'll be the fourth year in a row that these teams have met in the postseason. The two teams split their meetings in the finals 3 and 2 years ago, And then last year, Bama beat Clemson in the semifinal before moving on to win the national championship. In the last four seasons, Alabama is 55-3, while Clemson is 54-4. Both teams are 34-2 in conference play and 27-1 at home. And with both teams going into tonight's game undefeated at 14-0, the winner will be the first college football team to ever finish 15-0 with a national championship trophy in hand. Lots on the line tonight. Could be the greatest game ever. Tide and Tigers talked to the media a lot over the weekend, and they were often asked whether the college football playoff should expand since the same two teams seem to keep finding themselves in the championship. Here's Nick Saban's answer to that.
You know, it's my job and my responsibility to do the best job that we can for, you know, our team, our players, our program in terms of what it takes for us to be successful. And I guess that's what we'll, you know, continue to focus on.
And Dabo Swinney answering the same question.
I think the two best teams, I think it works. You know, we went to a playoff and the two best teams are here. And the two best teams have been here every year. Last year, the two best teams were there. And so I think that's what college football wanted.
Airtime set for 7 p.m. tonight on ESPN. Alabama currently favored by 4.5 points. But what do you think? Answer online at fmtalk1065.com. Our current poll question, what will be the result of tonight's NCAA championship game? In the NFL wildcard round of the playoffs over the weekend, Indianapolis beat Houston 21-7. On Saturday night, the Dallas Cowboys beat the Seattle Seahawks 24-22. Former Bama receiver Amari Cooper had 7 catches for 106 yards. On Sunday, the number 5 seed Los Angeles Chargers held off a late rally from Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens to win 23-17. And to wrap up the wildcard weekend, the number 6 seed Philadelphia Eagles upset the Chicago Bears 16-15. Now only 8 teams remain in the hunt for the Lombardi Trophy. Next week in the AFC, the Kansas City Chiefs will host Indianapolis at 3:35 on Saturday, and the New England Patriots host the Chargers at noon on Sunday. In the NFC, the LA Rams host the Dallas Cowboys on Saturday night at 7:15, and the top-seeded New Orleans Saints get their postseason started in the Superdome against the defending champion Eagles at 3:40 on Sunday afternoon. In college basketball over the weekend, the South Alabama men's basketball team beat Coastal Carolina in double overtime at the Mitchell Center, 84-77. And the South Alabama women's team also beat Coastal Carolina. The Jags won 88-78. In the SEC, the Alabama Crimson Tide beat the 13th-ranked Kentucky Wildcats for the first time in 6 years. The Tide won 77-75 in Coleman Coliseum on Saturday. Elsewhere around the league, the number 3 Tennessee Vols nearly doubled up the Georgia Bulldogs in a 96-50 win. Arkansas snuck past Texas A&M 73-71. South Carolina beat Florida 71-69. And Ole Miss beat Vanderbilt 81-71. 6:51 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect clearing skies. Today will be cooler with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
And like us on Facebook. Get ready for the 2019 Charity Chase, Saturday, January 26th in downtown Mobile, starting and ending at O'Daly's Irish Pub, 564 Dolphin Street. The Alabama Coastal Foundation is one of the local charities that you can choose to race for and support ACF initiatives by racing in the 5K or even the 1 mile fun run. $5 of your registration fee goes to your favorite charity. Details at joinacf.org.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Toy and Recovery Traffic Center, for now, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Government northbound 65 on the on-ramp. They've got that accident off to the side of the road. Just waiting for the wreckers. Shouldn't be affecting traffic. Over to Malvis on 181 and I-10. No delays. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, just a quarter mile west of Snow Road, has lowered their transfer fee to $10. Open every Monday through Friday from 10 to 7 and on Saturdays between 9 and 2. See them at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
6:54 FM Talk 106.5, and back to work on this Monday. What you need to know out there in the world of headlines, that is the job of Kelly Finley.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, everyone. The Alabama Board of Veterans Affairs have selected retired Rear Admiral W. Kent Davis as the next commissioner of the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs. He replaces Clyde Marsh, who retired late last year. Davis is an Alabama native. He began his U.S. Navy career as a Supply Corps officer aboard the USS Missouri in 1986. He then retired from the Navy in October 2016 and then went on to join the civilian ranks as a chief communication officer at Air University at Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery. He's worked in the past as city manager for the city of Anniston and deputy superintendent of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Center for Domestic Preparedness. He's also served as the director of public affairs for U.S. detention operations in Afghanistan and worked as an attorney for the Department of Homeland Security and as a public affairs officer for the U.S. Navy Reserve. The Veterans Affairs Board, they voted to authorize Governor Kay Ivey, who is chairman of the board, to officially offer the position to Davis and then negotiate a salary and a start date. That was news to me. I did not know that she was the chairman of the board.
We learn many jobs.
In these headlines, we always learn. That's right. If you drive a Ford vehicle or perhaps Lincoln, a major recall may impact your drive right now. 953,000 vehicles worldwide, including 782,000 vehicles here in the U.S., are being recalled because the passenger airbag inflator could explode and injure riders. This is part of that larger recall of the Takata airbag inflators. This is where shrapnel can explode after deteriorating over time due to heat and humidity. Now, Ford says they have not received any reports of injuries due to the defect, but worldwide, 23 people have been killed by the inflator and other brands. So if you drive a 2010 Ford Edge or the Lincoln MKX, the 2010 and 2011 Ford Ranger, the 2010 to 2012 Ford Fusion, and the Lincoln MKZ, and the 2010-2011 Mercury Milan, and the 2010 to 2014 Ford Mustang, go set up an appointment with your dealership and they will replace the recall part for free. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, there are 50 million defective Takata airbags in 37 million vehicles right here in the U.S. So drive safely. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, drive safely, because if your airbag goes off, I hope I haven't lost my time frame here. I had a truck that had the airbag in it, and I got the little settlement card. I'm supposed to send it in or something like that.
But when you get that, don't you look at that like there's no way that this could even be real? Because it's on this little flimsy postcard that got in between my shoe station coupon.
I've got it. I think I'm good for $1.58 as my part of the settlement. So
claim it.
Turn around and claim that. Cha-ching, baby. Cha-ching. Hour number two of Mobile Boardings on the way, ladies and traffic, news, and weather all coming up. Plus, talking to you after 8 o'clock. Remember, phone number 343-0106.